My name is Cecilia Ayres, and I'm a sixth grader at the Big Picture School. I'm going to read a section of my story, Ember in the Temple. This story is about Ember Rithian, an assassin from space, on a mission to retrieve a sword for Colossal Industries. As Ember stepped into the first room, she was greeted by the stench of rotting bodies and mold. Green-tinted water dripped from the ceiling, no doubt filled with dust from the crumbling walls. "Nothing's in here," she whispered, doing a quick scan for Firebird. "I'd better investigate the next room." The next chamber was much the same. The only difference was a few Voss, which us humans know as space rats, that were sitting in the corner, gnawing on yellowing bones. It's been almost an hour, and I still haven't found the slightest trace that the sword was even here at one point, Ember grumbled to herself. She had already chopped the heads off of a few Voss, she was so frustrated. "I'm leaving." She wiped the blood that dripped from her sword on the leg of her pants, leaving a dark emerald streak. It seemed even the insides of the creatures were green here. And even though she knew Firebird couldn't send a message back in return, she whispered into her watch, "I'm on my way out. See you in a minute." Ember set her route to the doors. It only took her a few seconds to realize the opening was gone. "What in the—" Ember swore softly as a group of tall figures stepped out of the gloom that descended from the opposing hall. She slipped both swords from where they had been strapped across her back, raising them until the black points almost brushed her nose. There was a soft chuckle from what seemed to be coming from a male mouth. "Not so tough now, are you, assassin?" Before Ember's mother had died, she had taught her many things about fighting. "Do not let your enemy even smell your fear," she'd often growled at Ember. "They will use it to their advantage. Stand tall, even though you know you're going to lose the fight. Try to scare them off before it even starts. Leave, and perhaps I'll spare you and your men. You can't kill us, and you know it yourself. Poor Rithian, trapped in a corner with no way out." He laughed again. "Did you at least find the sword I was looking for?" That's when Ember realized who she was talking to. It was the guy from Colossal Industries. No wonder she'd never heard of the place. "You," she growled, "what do you want?" "All I need is your head as proof that I killed you." He paused, the same way he had when she had first gotten his call. "Then I can collect all the blood money. Just imagine, it must be enough to buy a whole sector of the galaxy." He stalked closer, and now she realized that he was holding a pair of twin blades, crafted from an ancient ivory stone. "I wonder how much gold I can get for your head," Ember murmured as she started circling him. The sounds of water dripping off the stone echoed off the walls, accompanied by a faint sound that Ember couldn't place. "You think you can kill me?" he chuckled. "I think it's already too late for that." That's when Ember realized the dripping pipes were not the only sound coming from behind her. That faint thumping? Those were footsteps. She whirled, her silver hair whipped back. There were at least 10 aliens standing behind her, all of them armed. "I'm not going to live through this," Ember thought to herself, closing her golden eyes. This is where the undefeatable, uncatchable, indestructible Ember Rithian ends.